Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap, welcome to Fightful. It is March 27th, 2024. Alex Palowski is on vacation. You can get your dose of Alex over on FightfulSelect.com. We'll tell you more about that later. Best $5 in the business. While you're here on YouTube.com/Fightful, you can leave us a thumbs up, leave us a nice comment. After the fact, tell us your favorite thing about Dynamite. You can interact in the live chat. We are here every single night. Every night, except for Sunday nights. And over the next few weeks, we're going to be here on several Sunday nights. So you're going to have Fightful every night for the foreseeable future. So much stuff. Here on the channel, interviews with Tom Lawler, Chad Gable, Jade Cargill this week. We answered your questions for the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. If you want more of that, if you want more of getting your question or statement answered, donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful or go to humperchats.com. That's H-U-M-P-E-R chats.com. That's for everybody watching wherever the hell you are. You can leave them before we go on the air. If that ain't enough for you, FightfulSelect.com. I'm traveling this week, but I've got a constant Q&A going on over in the Discord exclusively for subscribers. Leave a thumbs up on this video. It would mean an awful lot. I want to thank in advance our great moderator, Luis. I'm doing a solo show here tonight as Alex is on vacation. So we're going to talk about the matches that we saw, some of the news surrounding it, and we're going to talk about what you guys want to talk about. That's basically how we spend our time on this show. I was announced for an event this Friday, by the way, at Squared Circle Expo. Black Label Pro. I'm wrestling in the Black Label Pro Rumble for the Big Cheese Championship. But even more importantly than that, we are looking to benefit Hosea's House in Louisville, which helps women and children in crisis. I posted a link earlier on my Twitter, but you can look it up. It's H-O-S-E-A apostrophe S House. Any donations that you can make to them would be great. Next month, I'll be wrestling at Paulcade, and it's benefiting the Humane Society of Washington County. Catlin now saying, Sean, you took some absolutely ridiculous abusive shit online today from dweebs. Hope you're good, pal. I wonder if those people realize, one, me and Matt Cardona have done like 8 interviews together, like over since 2020. Like Matt portrays a character. Matt has been paid 0 times for interviews on this platform. So yeah, it was very weird, the people that took that very, very seriously and talked about things that they didn't know. But hey, listen, you can't educate everybody. You can only explain it. You can't make them understand it. As Luis says, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. JP starts us off. He says, Ospreay, Shibata was amazing. I want them on TV every Wednesday. I hope they both get huge pushes. Well, let me tell you, they sold me a ticket on that first Hidden Blade up by the ropes. I thought it was going to lead to a foot on the ropes as opposed to a straight kick out. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I couldn't believe it. I mean, that's, you know, maybe it's something that I've overlooked, but I haven't seen them have a lot of people kick out of that. But Shibata, imagine a few years ago, me telling you, oh, by the way, this is the type of match Shibata is going to have. I mean, this guy is, I don't want to say full-time, but I mean, within the context of AEW, effectively full-time with the amount that he's wrestled, he's had 3 matches since March 16th, since he came back. Seems like a pretty full schedule to me. He worked plenty. Yeah, I mean, as I look at it, he wrestled 20 matches last year. That's as many as a lot of other people wrestle in AEW and ROH and the like. And this was a guy for 4-plus years, we didn't think this was a possibility. 3 years, for sure, we never thought we'd see him in the ring again. The subdural hematoma that he suffered like looked like it was a career ender. And now it is another guy who is getting a lease on life. There's a lot of those in AEW, by the way. Between Saraya and Bryan Danielson and Shibata and Adam Copeland and Christian, even though, you know, several of them got back in WWE, we are seeing a whole lot of people doing things that we didn't think they were going to have the opportunity to do. And that's Sting up until recently. Just pretty cool to see that. Miranda Cosgrove, obviously not that one, says the final Boss Rock is greater than 30 New Japan legends. Hey, whatever you feel like, Miranda Cosgrove. Osprey with that second Hidden Blade. Damn, it was a good one. Such a simple move. You know, with the timing of the leg slap or the smack or whatever the hell, I don't know if he slaps his own body. It's always perfect when Will Ospreay does it. Will Ospreay manages to make it sound, look, and just resonate as well as possible with that. I'll tell you a thing that I liked about the lead up to this match. Shibata is a legend, but he was there effectively to put over Danielson and Ospreay in the lead up to their match at Dynasty. But in between him doing so, they're like, hey, we're going to put you on this 3-hour Dynamite Rampage and you're going to just crush Kevin Matthews in 90 seconds. And Kevin Matthews is much bigger than him. That's a bit that I loved about it. Loved about it. Then they announce, because by the way, I mean, you don't want to just have him go in, lose to Danielson, lose to Ospreay. Give us a reason in between why they would have him against them. You know what I mean? Fantasy match, sure. But let's have him win one. Shibata is going to team with Claudio and Danielson against Archer and the Righteous on Collision. I mean, listen, I wouldn't hate seeing him included with the BCC stuff. Hold on, guys. Somebody's saying, did you catch the name of the crisis center? Hold on. Jose's House. Here you go. I will post a link for you guys. Sorry. I know this isn't exactly a thrilling audio here, but yeah. There you go. And you can go there, you can donate. Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good.
making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything and you won't believe how simple it is.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There you go. Bryan Danielson video package. Oh, man, just give me more video packages in general. I mean, we're seeing the production step up to such an extreme degree in WWE, but in AEW, like with Mansoori, like full control and a lot of the things that we're seeing of his influence, we're starting to see video packages utilized to such a more extreme degree and such a more welcome degree, right? I just love this. Sometimes that's all you need. You don't need them physically there. Sometimes this is fine. And I think with AEW, when you've got so much talent and it's still divided between the two shows, and obviously Dynamite's the A show, but Danielson isn't always going to be on Dynamite because he was supposed to be a Collision guy before the CM Punk split happened. I think that this stuff is just very, very effective. 2LT says Murder Grandpa greater than Final Gassed Rock. Come on now. Come on now. Young Bucks interview. They say they will not relive the upset against Private Party again. So for those of you who may just be somewhat new to AEW or wrestling in general, Private Party, 5 years ago, you know, they were the hot new team in AEW and obviously a much less crowded AEW roster back then than there is now. But they got a big upset win that honestly a lot of fans kind of saw coming. Because when AEW started and you had the EVPs there, it was very concentrated in saying Hangman Page and Pac at the time would compete for the title. Because Hangman Page was the one that came out and said, I want to be AEW champion. It wasn't Kenny or Cody or the Bucks, the EVPs, because that would have resonated perhaps less well than one of the, you know, a buddy of theirs, obviously, but somebody not an EVP that was aiming for the title right out of the gate. Now, it eventually became Chris Jericho, which Tony said that he knew was going to be the case from the get-go. He said he knew like the first four or five champions. But Private Party also upset the Young Bucks in the tag team title tournament, I believe is what it was. And a lot of people saw that one coming because they were like, okay, that'll probably be the Young Bucks' way of being like, look, here's us putting over this talent, no worries. But at this point, it was the right decision to have them beat Private Party. Young Bucks are very over in what they're doing. They are sort of main characters in this world, especially with Okada being involved as well.
You knew what you were going to get by the way of action from these guys. And you got it. The finish. So, I mean, the finish looked a little off, but I realized what it was. It was an EVP trigger to Mark Quinn's back to play that up, to play up or back or shoulder area, to play up the fact that they were going after that injured area. And they are EVPs going after that injured area as well. They also spoke about this before, about how Okada was in the back, so to speak, watching the show. And that he wouldn't interrupt. I like that. You ain't got to have him out there every week either when you've got, again, fairly loaded show. You got Mercedes on this show. You got Swerve. You got the Young Bucks. But I like that they're playing that up, that you know, we don't have to have each other. We're still very talented in our own right. I swear one of the things I would love to see them do is do like an employee of the month thing where they give Okada a Kia. I think that should be a recurring thing, is them doing the employee of the month. Darby Allin is shown on screen and he's with Tony Hawk. So, I mean, Tony Hawk is going to be by far the thumbnail for this episode. Are we sure Okada was actually there? No, we're not. I didn't see him. Maybe I missed it. Also, to bring this up, this is Ramo, not a super chat, but I wanted to bring this up. Giancarlo Didimo does a great job with AEW videos as well. Well worth the money. Yes, he is an incredible talent. Also, one time Jonathan Gresham didn't have his glasses on and thought that he was me backstage. And confused a lot of people in AEW at that point. Also, yes, I agree. Alex Marvez not being there. Oh, that sucks. Alex Marvez has been one of the biggest beneficiaries of this turn from the Young Bucks. He has been made so much more interesting and even a little bit more sympathetic as a result of all this. But Tony Hawk and Darby Allin bring up the Skate Park Project, which is a skateboarding organization. It helps communities build skate parks for youth in underserved communities. I mean, listen, I can tell you, I lived in an underserved community. I lived in two underserved communities, and both of them got skate parks as them being like, hey, maybe this will keep the kids out of trouble. And it did. It helped an awful lot. So good on Tony Hawk doing that. Good on Darby Allin. it's very, very cool to see. Very cool to see. Check it out, guys. I think you can go to skatepark.org and check that out as well. Well, Hook and Chris Jericho. Juan Perez says, good show. I agree. Chris Jericho approaches Hook and he says, you know what? You're very good, but I can give you advice, man. I can help you out. I've been around for a very long time, and I can make things better for you. I can make things easier for you. I can lend my expertise. And Hook goes, yeah, I'll accept your advice, but I know who you are. Listen, they got new merch. They got Jericho merch, Lion Hook merch, some shit like that. I'll tell you what I want from our chat. Instead of us saying something that won't happen, which is, oh, they should just take Jericho off the show. What could they do with Jericho that would interest you? Now, I want to preface this by saying, Jericho is a legendary performer. He's done some incredible stuff. He has reinvented himself a number of times. However, this ain't doing it for me. I do think that, a tag team, just a straight up tag team, not with Sammy Guevara,
get him far away from Sammy Guevara and get Sammy Guevara far away from him. It's been 5 years. What could they do with him that is fresh, different, and you would at least be entertained by? Something realistic. Something full-time, something that includes him being in the ring. They're paying him a lot of money. You can't say retire. You can't say legend deal. You can't say commentary. You can't say that. You can't say nothing. What could they do that would interest you? Everybody, I see people saying GM, manager. Buddy, they got him on a seven-figure contract. He is not going to be a GM or managing on a seven-figure contract. That being said, I mean, look at Miro. Miro barely wrestled, and he was on one. You know what? This person says platinum dust. Him and Dustin Rhodes. Well, Dustin's only under contract till like the summer. I see people saying Jericho with the Outrunners. Listen, man. I know there's a whole lot of people watching this show are like, who are the Outrunners? The Outrunners fucking rule, brother. Outrunners are incredible. The Outrunners are like if Pit Vipers were wrestlers. And I mean the sunglasses, not the actual snakes. Maybe the snakes too. They are incredible. See, I see people saying maybe another greatest hits tour. You know, I see somebody mentioning a trio with the Hardys. I would love that. I would love them as, and I don't want to call them washed up, but as the Carney washed up old, the back in my day guys, except they're hypocrites. That's what I would love. Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, and Chris Jericho as the back in my day guys talking about flips and all that stuff. We didn't have to do all these flips. And they're like, you still do flips. What are you talking about? I like that one. I see somebody saying they want the Outrunners with Zicky Dice. That would be a great trio. I love Zicky. Help Ruckus with AEW music. Man, that's worse than what he's doing now. Oh, man. There was a story that Britt Baker DMD posted on her story where she was like listening to Spotify and she's like, damn, who is this? And she's like, Fozzy? What? This is good. Jericho, you did this? Enemy is a good song though, too. Reminder, guys, while you're here, please leave a thumbs up. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. We would greatly appreciate it. Amanda says, no Jericho and Hook, please, ever. Channeling my best Alex. Oh, man. Kane Horn says, I think him and Christian Cage as a tag team could be fun. Listen, Kane, I don't disagree with that, but I think that if Christian Cage is going to get into another tag team, it needs to be with Adam Copeland. James Zimmerman says, Chris Jericho joins the Elite as an AEW original. I wouldn't hate that either, where they're like, we know what's good for you, AEW audience type of thing. I think that could be fun. I think that could be really, really fun. I'll tell you what I know is good for you guys. A great night's sleep. HelixSleep.com/Fightful changed my life before there even was a HelixSleep.com/Fightful. A few years ago, I needed a better night's sleep. I looked for the best mattress online, and I found Helix and their incredible reviews. I took their online quiz. It took me about 2 or 3 minutes, and I was matched up to their Dusk Lux model. I now have two of their mattresses in my home. It's phenomenal. If somebody comes over and sleeps at my house, I want them to have a wonderful Helix mattress. I wanted to invest in my sleep and the comfortability of others as well. And you can do that as well at helixsleep.com/Fightful. You'll take that quiz, get matched up to one of the many mattress options that they have that suits your needs, and it ships straight to your door. And if for some reason you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll come and get it for free. They're not going to make you pay to ship it back. They're going to make it easy for you. Incredible reviews. Flexible financing options are available. HelixSleep.com. Invest in your sleep. You will never regret it. Ideally, you spend 1/3 of your life in your bed anyway. You're going to want this. They've got an incredible warranty and tons of options for you. HelixSleep.com/Fightful.
Amir says they credited HBK during the Brian video package instead of Regal. Shots fired. No, Brian was trained by Shawn Michaels at TWA, I think it was, back in the day. Yeah. Mercedes Monet on commentary. Amir says, guessing she still isn't cleared. I don't want to speak and say, oh, well, she isn't cleared. I know that as of when she was brought in, when she signed, they didn't have a clear timetable when she'd be back. And that injury was every bit as serious as she claims it is. She's not playing that up for anybody. She's not making it sound worse or anything. Like, it was real bad. It was really, really bad. She's doing physical stuff, so she's cleared to some degree. Willow Nightingale defeated Anna Jay, Sky Blue, Chris Statlander. I had a hoot watching that match. JP says, I like what they did with the women tonight. Willow embracing her heel side, and it felt like they remembered Julia Hart as a champ as they played her music to end the segment, which made her feel like the most important wrestler in that story. So, Julia Hart was so hot, so over before she got hurt and had to take some time off. And, you know, sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind. And what we haven't seen out of Julia of late, at least to an extended degree, is what helped get her over, which is that incredible entrance and sort of that aura that she possesses. It's, you know, a lot of her standing around looking spooky outside. And then tonight she got the one up. I do feel like it's a bit of a hamster wheel with the TBS title. And I think that's, you know, imminently about to change because of Mercedes involvement. I just don't know if the Mercedes involvement ends up being, you know, Julia or Willow. And with Willow, like, it's just time that she wins a damn title, man. Like, she lost the title eliminator to Julia in November. She lost the world title match to Sheeta. I'm trying to think of what else there was. She lost a TBS title match on Battle of the Belts. She lost the ROH World Women's title. She lost at Forbidden Door for the women's title. I know she had the strong title, but that wasn't planned. She lost the ROH championship match against Athena a little over a year ago as well. And she lost to Jade another time for the TBS title. As I'm just looking back, she lost to Jade two times, I think. So we're talking about like eight times she's not won a title in AEW/ROH. It's a lot, man. That's a lot. I think it's time to put the title on her. Plus, if you're going towards the Mercedes element of it, well, Mercedes should naturally want to take on the person that she got hurt by. And, I mean, I don't know what that means for Julia Hart necessarily, but yeah, I think that her and Willow makes an awful lot of sense there. But I'm like, man, a ninth title loss? Now, that being said, Orange Cassidy lost like eight title matches before he went on that killer All-Atlantic International title run too. So you can win it and then go on a special run like that, as we saw him do. Tom LaValle says, I swear it clicked for Anna Jay. She looks great. I mean, a lot of people often forget how inexperienced, relatively speaking, Anna Jay is. She now has over 100 matches. She debuted, I want to say November 2019. And within a few months, she was on AEW TV. And basically, you have seen her whole career on AEW TV. And she is, you know, she's adapted. It's been 4.5 years. I think she's where she should be. We have Amir saying, Jericho, Sammy, Jake, and the Trios division and programs against Bullet Club, LIJ, and House of Black.
Well, I mean, I don't know what it is they'll do with Jake. Besides something with Jericho, I'm just so over that group together. And Josh, yes, the Death Valley Driver on the apron. Beautiful, beautiful. I love a good Death Valley Driver. I thought the women did great. We had Tony Storm with Ben, is it Mankiewicz? I better get it right before RJ City bitches at me or something. I love this. You have her with the voice of Turner Classic Movies. Good stuff. He wouldn't go along with the shtick, but it was a good way to get her on television. Dustin Rhodes promo interrupted by The Butcher. They set up a match for AEW Rampage. I like this. I like this for numerous reasons. Butcher was just on AEW TV. So he's fresh in the minds of an audience, right? Also, Dustin Rhodes, perpetually over, always over. So you capitalize off somebody being on TV recently, you capitalize on another person being over, you put their faces on the screen for a short promo. And plus, listen, a lot of people are talking about Dustin like he's WWE property. It's so weird. Put him on there, remind everybody you got one of the Rhodeses as well. And you promote Rampage. Now, I see a lot of people asking about Blade. I mean, listen. Guy ain't been on TV for a while. I can't sit there and say I know exactly what's going on with him, but I mean, he ain't been on TV in, gosh, since January 10th. I think he wrestled once at A1 a month later, but he hasn't wrestled in a few months. I'm working on it. Working on finding out what's going on with him. I swear, people don't seem to care as much about these talent when they're actually on TV as to when they're just missing from TV. Reminder, guys, if you want to get your questions or statements read on the air, donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful or a Humper Chat. You can also support us at FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. Today we had news on Mustafa Ali. We're going to have more TNA contract news on Thursday. Early notes from our Jade Cargill interview. Friday, of course, SmackDown plans. Whole lot of stuff going on. Just a whole bunch of stuff. FightfulSelect.com. You will so enjoy not just the news. We have over 2,000 podcasts in our archives. We have access to the Discord, which I'm going to be on even more. Because I'm going to be on Twitter a lot less. L Milkman, I see you saying maybe people are just worried if he's okay or not. I mean, listen, if there's some of that where, first off, if it were something illness related or life threatening or anything like that, I wouldn't be the one to tell you guys anyway, because that's I decided to draw the line there, but not information I can provide anyway. I am enjoying Becky Lynch's book, by the way. I see somebody asking about that. You know, in all the times I've talked to Becky and done media with her and all that stuff, I mean, she's so charming in person and via tweets and on screen. And somehow she comes across even more charming in her book via written word. And very, very good. We have the Adam Copeland vignette. Hyping up the Cope Open on Collision. How are y'all feeling about the Cope Open? Now, I said a while back that I saw Adam Copeland, and maybe he's kind of just a guy. Well, now he's TNT champion, so that's not the case. But then I thought about it, and I was like, well, you know what? That role and him doing what he's doing, that's fine for him. The people that want to watch him are going to tune in to watch him. He's going to do good on-screen stuff. He's going to do the sports entertainment influence stuff with a little bit more freedom than he had before. And he's going to continue to work with younger talent like this because he wants to. And he's got, you know, a second opportunity to do that. And I mean, we're looking at a guy who's wrestling right now at 50. And, you know, had he not missed a
like almost a decade. Maybe he would have retired at like 42 or 43 or something like that. We wouldn't get matches against like Daniel Garcia and Dante Martin and Lee Moriarty, even like Griff Garrison. It's what he wants to do. So I'm cool with it. Ever read the Hardy Boys detective books? I've not. I'm familiar with the Hardley Boys on South Park and their Raging Clues. Oh, man. AEW World Tag Team Title Tournament Quarterfinals. We already saw the Young Bucks advance. Best Friends, Orange Cassidy and Trent Beretta defeat Undisputed Kingdom. We saw Chucky T and Roddy Strong try to get involved here. It didn't end up working out too well for them. Roddy Strong doing his run-in with the glasses and the mustache. It killed me. I love like he didn't take off his glasses to do the run-in. Oh, Jesus Christ, man. Good shit there. Best Friends winning this match. So, first off, of course they're going to win that match because Orange Cassidy is very, very protected. Very protected. However, I'm looking at a lot of these matches and I'm like, how often are the Kingdom, who are tag team champions, going to defend those tag team championships? Because they fought Gravity and Gringo Loco. It was a proving ground match. They fought Rosser and Lawler, proving ground match. They wrestled the six man on Rampage. Okay, I get it. They lost to Samoa Joe and Swerve. Then they just lost to Best Friends. And I'm like, man, I don't necessarily need them losing twice. I don't need the ROH Tag Team Champions while not having defended the title for almost 3 months to also lose a bunch of these, right? Amir says Roddy Strong came out looking like Saul Goodman when he worked at Cinnabon. Oh my God. Amir, they should have put the Tony Storm filter on him like they did to Saul Goodman. To me, I think there are so many tag teams that you could have just put somebody else besides Undisputed Kingdom in here. Now, I also know they have been featured players on this program, but also I don't necessarily need to see the ROH Tag Team Champions lose again. The Young Bucks confront the Best Friends. Then they left by descending. I don't know how you can watch the Young Bucks and not find them so satisfyingly corny. I just don't understand it, man. I think that like sometimes they're funny, but mainly they're corny and ridiculous. Oh, I love that shit. It's like such a thing that they would think is a badass move in character. It's so stupid. I loved it. Kyle O'Reilly promo talked about his in-ring return. He wants to prove that he belongs. Like I said, man, this guy's got the saddest eyes I have ever seen. The saddest eyes. But I'm about to give you guys some happy eyes. Those AEW pay-per-views, they're going to be on Triller. We got something that's going to save you a little bit more money. There is no product that we have promoted more on Fightful that I use while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. You guys have probably seen me anchored to my desk an awful lot for quite a while, and I've always got NordVPN on all my devices. That's because that's what NordVPN.com/Fightful allows. You get the fastest VPN in the world on all your devices, on all your operating systems. It is so beneficial to have that versatility. Here at home, I put it on my router just in case, and I put it on my phone, laptop, desktop, PC, and smart TV. That allows you to get all the benefits. The online threat protection, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, the ability to use that NordPass password manager, the file encryption tool, all that good stuff on everything. Also, you can subscribe to all those overseas services I'm telling you all about, all with 24/7 tech support and a 30-day money-back guarantee on top of an already amazing deal. Protect yourself on all your devices with NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Yeah, and as somebody's saying, $50 for a 3 pay-per-view package. If you use that NordVPN.com/Fightful and change your virtual location
to the UK.
Takeshita Swerve video packages. Get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in, guys. This might be one of the shortest shows we have done in a long time, which, I mean, listen, I don't talk as much as that Alex fella. So we might talk some news at the end of this. If you guys want to talk about just general wrestling news, I'll hang around. Swerve Strickland defeated Katsuke Takeshita via the cave-in. Oh, my God. So incredible match, and sometimes you just need a kick-ass main event wrestling match with stakes. What are the stakes, you ask? Tony Khan revealed this week that the updated AEW rankings that everybody's been asking about, so funny, everybody's been asking about them. Then here you go, you got your answer, and then people are going to complain about what the way in which they should be. Ah, who gives a damn? It's fake. Not real wrestling. You'll be all right. They are a tool, a crutch, a gimmick to justify a title match. And that's what this is. They said, Tony Khan said, the winner of this match will be ranked number one and therefore likely get a title shot at AEW Dynasty on, April 21st? Sunday, April 21st, same day as Paulcade, in which I'll be competing in the Paulcade Battle Royal to benefit the Humane Society of Washington County. Let me just tell you a couple things that I love about Takeshita. He's got a real theme song now. I don't know if like they thought that the was like some sort of heat. It wasn't. It was just lame. This isn't like the Right to Censor where theirs was so annoying that it worked. It was just lame. New theme, cool. Takeshita using a spinning falcon arrow. As I have been known to say in the past, get the hose. But you know what? Unscrew the hose, turn on the spigot full blast, run your head right underneath it. I love that as a finish. I want to see the Blue Thunder Bomb as a finish with people. I want to see the DDT as a finish for people. Gunther brought back a power bomb. He does it. It's a finish. I want to see stuff like, I love a good old-fashioned DDT. But damn, a Falcon Arrow. I mean, Hardcore Holly before the Alabama Slam did a good Falcon Arrow. Said Hayabusa, an incredible Falcon Arrow. Just all about it. Maddie Nice says, did my chat get read? Maddie, I will look it up right now. No, I don't think it did. Luis! Get your super chats and humper chats in, my friends. Great Dynamite. Thank you for the Discord and the mods there. Have we had an update on Blade's whereabouts? I'm here for a Butch push. Although I want Motor City Machine Guns to debut after the Bucks win at Dynasty. My pitch is that the Motor City Machine Guns, first off, I would have had them in this tournament somehow, or maybe
fill in for somebody and then go to the finals against Young Bucks. I think that'd be cool. But it looks like FTR, Young Bucks. No update on Blade. But yeah, Butcher getting more singles opportunities, I'm here for. Also, I love our Fightful Select Discord. There is no riffraff in there, so to speak. It is all just good wrestling talk in there. If you need help on figuring out how to get into that Discord, post a tweet or send a DM or post a comment in Fightful Select, and we will send somebody to help you out. I'm not as clued in on how that works, but yeah, I love it. I freaking love it. I'm doing my Q&A thread there nonstop, man. I am having such a good time on that Discord. It has led to me using Twitter so much less. Swerve hits that stomp on the on the apron. It was so good. Then he did that. There was that pop up into the cave-in. Brilliant stuff. The only part that was kind of a hiccup was the wheelbarrow suplex from Takeshita, and I feel like Swerve sold that appropriately. I feel like that worked out an awful lot. I feel like that was the way that he didn't oversell that or anything. It's like, okay, well, shit happens in a match. Not everything's got to be super clean. It ended up working for him. Then he hits the JML driver and wins. As I say, sometimes you just need a banger of a match. Does the Discord have any public channels, or do you have to be part of Fightful Select for access? Got to be a part of Fightful Select. Otherwise, it would get to be a mess. This is Ramos says, after you sub on Patreon, link your Discord username on Patreon. There you go. I mean, it is a lot of fun. As Irene asks how to join it. If anybody can help her in the chat, please do. And hey, while you explain it, let's hear from our great sponsors at BetOnline. Hey guys, I'm here to tell you about betonline.ag, the official betting partner of Fightful. It's not just an online platform. They've been trusted for over 25 years. They boast a focus on the player approach and have built their reputation on offering their clients nothing but the best. From cutting edge technology to enticing promotions and the latest sports betting odds. Whether it be wrestling, MMA, boxing, or football, baseball, basketball, or racing, anything you can think of. All major sporting events are covered by betonline.ag. Fast payouts, highest credit card acceptance industry-wide, safe and secure online environments, and their live betting feature allows you to bet on your favorites weekly and easily and in real time. betonline.ag, that's where we're going at Fightful. That's where we suggest you go as well. That's where we get all of our odds at. betonline.ag. Only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly. Check it out, guys. BetOnline.ag. As we get closer to WrestleMania, I'll give you some of my locks for picks there. Right now, I think they're right on the money with a lot of their predictions. As somebody says, do people bet on pro wrestling? Oh, not only do people bet on pro wrestling, Marky, but people win on betting on pro wrestling. I told people to bet on Samoa Joe for World's End. He was the underdog. I told people to bet on Sting at Revolution, and he was the underdog. Now, here's the difference. I'll give you an example here. In MMA, if you see somebody that is like a minus 1,000 favorite, that's like almost no chance to lose type of thing. They are such a massive favorite. They're expecting an ass whooping. It's very common to see that line in pro wrestling because it's scripted. So you have to be willing to bet a lot more to get a little bit. But I mean, I had somebody say that they paid for their New Year's drinks as a result of that. So, I mean, I think it's a pretty smart way of how they have it set up to where, listen, you're going to have to lay down an awful lot more. but might be worth it. Let's see if there's any props for that. Hedgehog Action says begging for them to strap up Swerve so bad. My worry is that he might get really injured and ruin it, only added to the drama of the match. I hope he becomes champion. He should become champion. This is his time. I fear that if they wait too long, it might cool him off. Because right now, I think very clearly is the time for him. And I don't want them to miss the boat on that by being like, all right, well, let's book for a little bit more heat. I think that he should be winning. Right now, here are the examples for the betting favorites for Mania. Drew, by the way, minus 800. What that means is like you'll have to bet $800 to make $100. Seth Rollins is a plus 425. That means if you bet $100 on this underdog, you will make that much back if they win. Drew is the favorite, minus 800. I'm with you there. Gunther, minus 400. This is one with Sami Zayn at plus 250. I'm like, okay, is that one that could go the other way, or will they lean into Sami and Gable after Mania? Cody, minus 400. Yeah. Minus 300, Jey Uso. I think there's a possibility Jimmy wins that. And they because he needs it a lot more than Jey, I think. Minus 500, Rhea Ripley. I think that's likely. Minus 900, Bayley. She's got to win. Minus 600, Roman Reigns and The Rock. I think that's a smart bet right there. I think that they're probably going to win that one. LA Knight is a minus 1,000. LA Knight's the biggest favorite on the show. LA Knight's the biggest favorite at minus 1,000, and I think that one's fair. He's got a lot more of a future with WWE than AJ Styles. So I think, and I think he'll resonate with the casual audiences there as well. The biggest underdog on the show is actually not AJ Styles. It is Kevin Owens at a plus 900. Now, the more I think about it, the more I think that WWE probably likes Logan Paul with that US title. He's around enough for them to justify it, as if you have to justify that title that much. But also you can set up something with Kevin Owens and Randy Orton after WrestleMania if they cost each other the match. Luis doing the last call for Super Chats and Humper Chats. Please support us here today, guys. And a reminder, ROH show tomorrow night, SmackDown Friday night. We got Ask Grapsody on FightfulSelect.com. Don Kikong says, fight YouTube pay-per-views for, or fight YouTube for pay-per-views. Does that mean no max deal? No, it doesn't. Personally, I think we might still be a number of months away from getting that finalized. And I know that we're used to like WWE announcing theirs 9-10 months ahead of time. And it might be like kind of coming down to the wire in a sense, but I think AEW is going to be fine in that sense. I think that they're going to probably have some good meetings this summer. I think they're probably going to make the big progress. I know that WBD have been telling me that they've had ongoing talks with AEW for like a year now, like a long ass time. They've had ongoing talks. Just a matter of nailing down a deal and one that makes sense for everybody involved. I would imagine that AEW wants an all-encompassing deal that includes all their stuff, probably their library, probably pay-per-views as well on Max. That would be good for their audience as well. Any update on when Hangman is returning? Seems like an automatic big feud for babyface champ Swerve. I would say it's been a month since he's been gone. Probably a couple or a few months. I'll say he's not injured. Just personal stuff, but I can't put a definitive on that. I know it was contractually obligated and scheduled time off. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. If you're watching after the fact, leave us a nice comment. I want to get in the comments and talk with you guys more on YouTube. And as always, FightfulSelect.com. Next week, we're dropping the interview with Omos on FightfulSelect.com. Guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.